They say it was.
They got to show me and make me see
that a house,
for me to believe it.
That a house is
haunted and all that. Shoot, that's baloney. That's imagination. That's all it is. Imagination will fool you if you see you don't watch it.
The humbug, huh?
You better believe it. I made one night. I thought you were. I was coming from Slidell one night, one morning, about 1 o'clock. We used to bum around a bunch of boys together, you know.
Bunch of what?
A bunch of boys from down here. We all stuck together because a long time ago, Slidell had a bunch and Bayou Liberty had a bunch. And we were schoonasses. And we didn't get along too good. Well, if you'd start off trouble with one, you had the whole bunch to whip.
The Slidell boys were what?
Well, they were country, city boys. And we was coonass, we was Frenchmen, you know, we was coonass. Well, we didn't mix too good. And if you start some trouble with one, you had the whole darn bunch to whip. Well, we stick together. So I don't know, that morning, I got tired of fooling around. I said, oh, heck, I'm going home. And they had a dim little, dim moonlight. Just dim, that you just could see. And that road was shell. And we used to walk that road from here to Slidell all the time. So, not very far, about a mile and a half from here. I was coming down that road like that, and all of a sudden I saw something in front of me like that.
How far did you have to get home?
I had to come over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had about a mile and a half, somewhere around there. Every time I'd make 2-3 steps, he'd make 2-3 steps. I said, where were you? And I used to carry a big knife on me. It was steel handle and all. And when you'd open it, it would ring like, bing. So I pull that knife out, and I'll pull it slow like that. I said, buddy, one of us got to leave the road. But I was starting to run around, man, you know, and you never know what's going to happen then. You know you're kind of guilty. I said, buddy, you ain't making me leave this road. Every time I'd make 2-3 steps, he'd make 2-3 steps. The more I'd look at him, the more it looked like a man. Finally, I got close enough, it was a doggone horse. It was eating on the side of the road, and it looked like every time I'd move, he'd move. It was my uncle's horse. A big old white horse. I had that knife, but I was going to use it that night. I said, I ain't leaving this road.
Now, talking about two streets, say you were in town and two streets were crossing, and a man starts out from one corner and walks to the opposite corner, you say he walks how?
I don't know, you'd walk across the street or Cat a corner or whatever you call it.
Okay. Now, somebody gave you a choice about doing something, and you'd say, well, I'll go if you insist, but
I don't disagree, or...
You give him his choice, but he...
I believe you're wrong or something.
Well, you might say... You give somebody their choice. If you have a choice, you might say, you tell somebody which one you would. Somebody gave you a choice about doing something. You'd say, well,
I'd go, but I don't believe it's right or.
If your
opinion and it's not mine and something like that, you know.
Yeah. Mr. Bud, if somebody gave you two choices about doing one thing or another, you'd say, well, this is the choice that I would